T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, happy Monday morning to everybody out there as we get start thinking about the food a little bit here before we get back to all the football and basketball and hockey and everything else. And by the way, congratulations to Jim Larrañaga, man. Gets number 700th win, and he did it against the team that he played for when he was a young man. And a hell of a basketball player, by the way. Hell of a basketball player. So nice story for him, beating Providence.
A lot of wins, Joe.
It's a lot of wins.
Yep.
A lot of wins. By the way, there's a lot of ACC coaches, though. They got a lot of wins. They've had some really good ones. Syracuse, North Carolina, and Duke have had some guys put up some big numbers. But Coach L's been a nice story. Took a little bit of a kick in yesterday from Maryland, but we'll talk to Coach about just for a few minutes, just to say, hey, congrats, Coach. 700 wins, man. That's staying around and coaching a long time, man. And he is passionate, and you can tell really loves what he does for sure. So congratulations to Coach L on that. Yesterday, we'll have a lot of college football stuff, by the way, tomorrow and on Wednesday. But, man, yesterday was just an unbelievable day. I stayed around for that Patriots game, which has got problems offensively. They're terrible. How do you feel about your quarterback in New England, by the way? He's a walking sack.
Yes, he is.
He just stands back there, and it's incredible the way this thing shift around, and Zach Wilson just not getting any better.
Well, what do you do with both those guys? Mac Jones, the heart. He was the everything last year. Talking about him, he's the next up and coming guy.
Went to a Pro Bowl.
Right.
I don't know how, but he went to a Pro Bowl.
And Zach Wilson's that is basically called out by his wide receivers, star wide receiver in the locker room after the game.
Not a star yet, but yeah, his big time receiver. Yeah,
right.
his number one pick. It's it's a mess, man. And I'll be honest. Josh Allen made some nice throws yesterday, and listen, they got the win against Cleveland, but
he looks a little off.
He looks just, you could tell the red zone problems. He was real careful. Like somebody like, listen, man, you've been throwing picks in the red zone like crazy. You need to be careful. I think he's got, 6 interceptions the last 3 games. So yesterday he seemed a little bit more careful with his throws, and so listen, they get the win. That's all it's about. They're no different. Everybody else, they're at 7-3, and of course they're in second place because the Dolphins beat them head to head. And as you know, we're about a month away, and that game, round 2, will be up in Buffalo, and we'll find out what the Dolphins look like. But I can't say it enough. The Miami Dolphins sitting back yesterday, it really didn't matter who won. I mean, 2 AFC East teams are playing. One was going to get knocked further down. But I think most people were rooting for the Patriots
to beat
the Jets so they could both be 6-4. We've already beaten the Patriots, so you look at that stuff. We have to play them, by the way, in January up in Foxborough, so that won't be easy. They've got a really good – they're good on special teams, and they're really good on defense. And it's incredible. The Patriots have beaten the Jets 14 straight times. I thought that was crazy.
Right, that's a crazy stat.
And then I remember in the 70s, the Dolphins beat the Bills 20 straight times. Never lost a game in the 70s to O.J. and the Buffalo Bills. Just incredible. But beating somebody 14 straight times. And for some reason, the Dolphins, even going back with Brady, I'm not saying, you know, it affected anything because they still won a bunch of Super Bowls. But we had great success down here against the Patriots for some reason, even when Tom Brady was Tom Brady and they had great teams. But I just feel a lot better about our chances with getting ready to play them. So I was all in on the Patriots yesterday, and of course the Bills take care of the Browns. By the time they get Deshaun Watson back, they're going to be so far out of this thing.
Right.
It's not looking real good there.
No.
They got another loss yesterday, and
they thought they can get to 500 and kind of bring Deshaun back in the fold, but no, it's not going to happen.
Well, there's going to be some rust. I mean, yeah, he just hasn't played in a long, long time. So, anyway, that was a lot of yesterday. I'll say this, too. Last night's game, I didn't see it. I'd be lying to you if I said I stayed awake to watch it. But I saw the highlights this morning. The Chiefs win again. They're now 8-2 with that 30-27 win over the Chargers. But so Justin Herbert takes them down to score with 1:46 left to make it 27-23. So they get a four-point lead there. But they left, like I said, they left 1:46 for Patrick Mahomes to go six plays, 75 yards, and get the winning touchdown. For the life of me, some things in life you just don't understand. And I understand coordinators are a lot smarter than I am on the radio. All of them. Every one of them. Maybe Cam Cameron's the only guy that's not. But most of them are. I can't figure out how you leave Travis Kelce, one-on-one to beat you. And I don't know what the coverage was. He had a guy right over him. All he did was slant inside. The guy was so far away from him, he caught the ball, turned up the field, and got an easy touchdown. How do you not double Travis Kelce or help somebody knowing he's the number one guy that they want to get the ball to? He's it.
The game plan should be let Sky Moore or one of these other guys try to beat us, not Travis Kelce. At the end of the night, if you look at the box score, if you're the Chargers defensive coordinator, the head coach, and you look and see that Travis Kelce had 10 targets, which is normal, but had 3 touchdowns. Like, how is that not the full game plan? The run game is the run game. They actually got a lot better in running with Isaiah Pacheco in there. But Kelce, you know, is going to be the target.
Yeah. When you get into a two-minute offense at the end of the game and you got to throw it and you need to score to win, you need a touchdown to win. I don't know how many people are wondering, like, what was the Chargers defensive staff thinking? What are you thinking?
Right.
And only thing they're guilty of, I mean, Herbert scored too quickly. With 1:46 left, you went, wow. Now we're going to see a Patrick Mahomes, who is the MVP right now. He's putting up stupid numbers. Had a huge game again yesterday. To this point, his team's also got the best record in the AFC. 8-2, and just for life of me, you allowed him. I saw all his touchdowns. They're all easy catches. He just literally is one-on-one, catches the ball, turns up, and had some easy ones, and he freelances his routes when he gets inside
That's
the
right.
10 or 12-yard line anyway, where he just kind of runs around till he finds an open area, and he and Mahomes, like, go out and play street or park football or just run to get open. I'll find
you. It works
every time. But that was amazing. That was just incredible to watch. Of one of the great head scratchers in the NFL, is his other weapon is now down here. And the other guy, for that 1-2 punch that's been so good for a long time, you know he's it. And Mahomes goes, if you go one-on-one, I'm going right to Kelce every time, he said after the game. I'm going to take my chances with one of the best pass receiving tight ends this league has had. And he has been really, really good to this point. So anyway, hey, listen, we're going to take a break from football. We do have a lot more stuff we want to get to here this morning, and we'll jump on it. But Jim Larranaga is going to join us for a couple minutes before they shoot home today after going 1-1 on their split. But Jim did get his 700th win. We just want to congratulate him a little bit, talk a little college basketball with him for just a moment. So stay with us. We'll have that coming up. But first, I want to tell you all about Jeff and the family at Beverly's Jewelers. It's holiday season. You know, it's funny. Right around the middle of November, before Thanksgiving, I start going, God, I got to get to Beverly's Jewelers. That damn wife's been doing everything. She's been special. Dang, I've been a selfish, just a selfish jerk, man. So I always start thinking of Beverly's Jewelers for like, this has been going on for 25, 26, 27, 28 years. Man, they are the absolute family-owned leaders when it comes to jewelry, leader in certified earth, mined, and lab-grown diamonds. They have a huge selection of unbeatable prices. They got a low price guarantee. You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. So this November or December, you're thinking about getting engaged. You got a certain amount of money. You got an idea what you want. Go talk to the experts over there. They're really good. They'll help you. Jeff's over there working full time. The family's there. They want to make sure you get exactly what you need. You're going to get the low price guarantee. They'll explain it. They'll set you up so you get something that scores big within your price range. Not just that, but you won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets. Just absolutely perfect for the holiday season. It says, I love you, man. Beverly's is all about it. And by the way, why do you buy online? Know what you're getting and get it for less guaranteed in person. That sounds pretty good to me. Go down and let those folks show you. World-class custom design studio, no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's really does make it easy every year over and over again. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. Just go to 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. They've got everything you need right there. 954-485-6262 if you need the phone number. And if you want the website, bevjewelers.com, it's bevjewelers.com. They have exactly what you need for the holiday season that really says I love you at Beverly's Jewelers.
All right, Joe. Well, we're going to go back out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Jim Larranaga, the head coach for Canes Hoops. Get a big win over the weekend. Get to number 700. Coach, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Coach, I just want to say this, man. Congratulations. 700 friggin' wins. Unbelievable. And especially, I'm guessing for you, had to be special where you played at Providence to do it against the same team.
Well, Joe, thank you. Providence College is my alma mater. I enjoyed my basketball career there, but that was more than 50 years ago. Now,
doesn't matter, Coach. Really doesn't matter.
I'm really focused on our Miami basketball program and trying to be the best that we can be. We've got a great group of young men and had a terrific game plan that the players executed so well on Saturday afternoon. We beat a very good Providence Friar team and advanced to the championship yesterday, but unfortunately came up short against the Maryland Terrapins.
Well, let's get back to so much of that Maryland thing, Coach, and I know you're not one to talk about yourself and it's about your team and stuff. Coach, you ever think you stick around this long to see 700 wins, honestly?
Actually, no. You know, it's funny, about 20-something years ago, no, more than that, maybe 30 years ago, I was at a high school basketball game and Lefty Drizel was there. And he was like 60 years old at the time. And I said, man, I hope I'm not doing this when I'm 60. and now I'm 73 and I'm still doing it and still enjoying it. So we got a terrific group of guys. I got a great staff. And we're in Uncasville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Casino. And Providence College packed this place on Saturday because it's only about an hour from the campus. And it was quite a game. Their fans were going crazy, and our guys really responded well.
Coach, I got to ask you about Omir Pack and Wong. It's pretty obvious early on. It's a 1-2-3 punch for scoring. And when those guys are all playing well, it usually looks pretty good with this 4-1 start. Anything surprise you with what you've seen from those three so far?
No, and Jordan Miller has been terrific as well, those four guys. But the other guys are a little younger. And in today's college game, it's really experience that wins, the older, bigger teams. And, you know, we played a great game on Saturday, but yesterday we just did not have the energy to really compete at a high level. We got out-rebounded 38-20. Oof. And that's never going to work.
Coach, I always wonder, there are nights where you're out there and you see, I mean, nobody knows a team like the coach knows. You're with them all the time and you see your team just, whether it's their legs, they just don't have the jump in them like they usually do. What do you do on those nights when you see, oh boy, I don't see the sprinter gear tonight. I see a different gear. What's a coach do?
You know, it's interesting, Joe. When you're putting together the game plan, you're really evaluating what the opponent's strengths are and seeing how you can minimize those. In getting ready for Providence College, they were the 14th best offensive rebounding team in the country. So we spent a great deal of time just putting efforts into rebounding because we're really short. You know, we're 6'7", 6'7", 6'4", across the front line. And Providence was just much bigger than us. Yet we were able to out-rebound them by 10. And wow. All the emphasis and focus was on that. The difficulty is in trying to repeat it less than 24 hours later. You know, we had no time to prepare for Maryland. Maryland didn't have time to prepare for us either, but they're just so much bigger than us. Their front line of 6'11", 6'8", 6'8", is bigger than 6'7", 6'7", 6'4". And so they were able to take advantage of their size, and we had very little time to prepare for that. And our guys, you know, gave it their best effort, but we just didn't have the juice.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, we had Mario Cristobal on earlier and talk about the transfer portal, which is just – absolutely crazy now for every sport, baseball, basketball, football, everything. If you could make one adjustment to the transfer portal, and I understand you got two really good players out of it, is there anything you would do or you would recommend to the NCAA that they maybe change about the transfer portal?
No, I think what we have to understand is there's always been a lot of transfers. Always. You know, 50 years ago, 30 years ago. Now, there's more now, and the portal has made them eligible to play right away. That's the difference. So coaches used to get criticized as if a player left and transferred out, like there was something wrong with your program. And about 200 to 250 kids would transfer every year.
Right.
Now it's 1,700 kids are transferred.
Oof. Wow.
So it's 5-6 times more, and that's because now they don't have to sit out. Now, do I think it's okay that they can come in and play right away? Well, it's hard for me to argue with that, considering last year we had Charlie Moore and Jordan Miller in our starting lineup, transfers who played right away and got us to the Elite Eight.
Right.
Yesterday, or Saturday, we played Providence College. Their starting five were all transfers.
Wow.
Four of them were transfers out of the portal who played right away, and one was someone who transferred a couple of years ago. So the landscape has changed. I don't think there's any changing it. I don't have any suggestion as to how to adjust it. I think it's here to stay. And I think because of it, teams that you compete against that have upperclassmen have a real advantage over the teams that are playing with youth. Coach, we have right now on our team, more than half our team are freshmen and sophomores. We have four freshmen. Five freshmen because we have a player who redshirted last year. And three sophomores. So eight of our guys are underclassmen. And so in the future, we're probably going to have to go to the transfer portal more. And I'm guessing Mario and our football program will have to do the same.
Yeah.
Right.
That's agree.
And that's definitely something that we've asked Coach, and that's why I wanted to bring it up to you. How much is that going to change when it comes to season-by-season recruiting, which is obviously top dog? How much does a portal now change everything for you when you have to do that as much as almost the recruiting?
Yeah, the transfer portal is huge. And trying to identify players. Now, here's the thing about the transfer portal. Those guys who are at the top of the transfer portal rankings are going to be recruited like McDonald's All-Americans. Right. It's not going to be just Miami recruiting them or mid-majors recruiting them to get fill their rosters. It's going to be all the blue bloods. They're going to want to get older. They're not going to want to settle. There are a few teams that can get McDonald's All-Americans out of high school that are ready to play. That'll be one and dones. But everybody's looking for transfers. So the competition at that level, and when you add NIL into it, it's basically going to be pay for play.
Yep.
Right.
That's where we are right there, Coach. But listen, I don't want to get away. We want to congratulate you. That's I know right. You're downplaying a little bit. 700 wins, a lot of wins, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, Joe, give me a call back when I get my 800.
Yes. Okay. I like
hey,
that.
Hey, you
Coach.
Keep that around. I'll make you a promise. You keep going for that, and I'll keep working. They're trying to.
All right.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
All right, that was Jim Larinaga, head coach for Canes Hoops, joining us. St. Francis, Brooklyn, by the way, Wednesday at the Watsco. 6:30 tip-off there as Coach goes for win 701 to keep Joe working till 800. Cut that tape. Get Joe in here working till 800 wins for Coach Larinaga. Anyways, if you're a business owner out there, I know it's a holiday season, but maybe you've been thinking for a while now about getting rid of the business, selling the business, kind of just getting away from it. You're done. Maybe you're retired. Maybe you want to move on to something else. Well, there's a five-question challenge that the main man, Anthony Caliendo, wanted me to ask you. Are you tired of all the stress, tired of all the risk, tired of all the competition, tired of all the employees, tired of just being tired? If you answered yes to any of that, it is time to call the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Let him cash you out and sell your business. FNBC Florida, the main man, Anthony Caliendo, they are the experts when it comes to getting rid of your business and getting the most dollars for your business. Then you could kind of ask yourself this, because maybe you don't know if your business is profitable or not, worth $100,000 or $100 million, because guess what? There's a buyer out there for every business. The main man, Anthony Caliendo, is a marketing machine. He is going to sell your business fast and get you the most cash, maximizing the value of your business. That's what he does in the background while he's getting ready to get rid of your business and get you the most dollars. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Call him up and get an evaluation. It's a $2,500 value. He does it for free. That's right. Tells you exactly what's going on in your business and what he can get for your business and find people that want to buy your business. Call him today. See what I'm talking about. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246, or go to the website, themainman.com.
All right, welcome back here. We're having a few problems, but it's okay. We're still we got Vladdy filling in today and doing a great job, by the way. Vladdy has been really good, because you don't say a nice thing about Vladdy, he gets salty. So Vladdy's in for Hollywood, who's doing a little little basketball.
Coming
and,
back with the team,
we'll be
right.
back tomorrow with us. And work a couple of days here. What do you got for me, Vladdy? Go ahead, you're getting ready to say something. Go ahead, you want to say it? I know if you're going somewhere. I don't want to do anything to piss today. You off this morning. I didn't tell you that.
I can't talk today.
All right. Listen, we got a lot.
I asked him on the way in, by the way, if he's going to bench his quarterback. He wants Zach Wilson benched. He's a big Jets fan. He said, nope. Got to let him play it out.
No, he's got to play. They got to come up. They got to come up with something better. But boy, to waste that kind of defense, they were just
right. That's a tough one to lose like that too.
That I can't think of a harder way to lose a game.
Ugh.
Than I mean, I already had to go into overtime. I was ready to go to overtime
right,
with them
because
right. both offenses are so bad. And
ugh.
You got to give Belichick his offense is struggling. Although their offense had a hell of a lot more yards than the Jets' offense, but that return was set up, and you saw it. The right wall was set up. He started. Gave a one move to the left and came back, and all those blocks got set up. And he's running. I'm going, oh, man, his field goal is getting closer and closer. And then you go, uh-oh, forget that. That's a touchdown. with 6 seconds left. That was just unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable way to finish. Matter of fact, reading overnight, that was the first time that something like that has happened where you – it's the only touchdown in the game is why, and it's the winning touchdown in the last minute of a game. That had never happened before in the history of the NFL, to lose a game on a punt return, and it's the first touchdown of the game. So neither team, it was looking, that thing looked like it was going to be stuck on 3-3, and the Patriots missed a couple of field goals, which is weird because that guy, folks, usually really good. So he misses a couple. I guess the wind was blowing pretty good because I saw – a couple guys. I saw the Giants. I think their kicker missed 2 extra points yesterday.
Right.
So the wind was blowing pretty good up in the Northeast yesterday for sure. But, man, to get that kind of return and have a guy go 84, 85 yards, Marcus Jones, and win the game, you may not see. That's a hard way to lose.
Will
get the worst. That will get a coach to say my offense is horse crap, but he didn't say it. He said the S word.
Right.
On how bad it was that we're playing like that, and Zach Wilson will learn. He's just got to come out and say, man, I'm bad. I got to play better. I've got enough starts now. I need to play better. And listen, he's going to start feeling – I think so far they've given him a little bit of a hall pass because he's young and he's missed some games and got injured in the preseason. But that party's going to be over here real soon in New York. You talk about lack of patience. And yesterday, the Giants, just a terrible, terrible loss for them. The Lions, and the Lions kicked them around pretty good. It was 31-18, so they're playing better. And, of course, they've got the Bills, first game on coming up this Thursday, first game there. What do we call that? That's before you get to actual dinner. That's at 12 o'clock, so you put out whatever you like.
Right.
For
appetizers.
Appetizers. Yeah, whatever your favorite appetizers, but the Bills and the Lions.
For Thanksgiving? Can't go heavy, right?
No. What do people put out? Like, what do we do? Cheese and.
Cheese is in there in play.
Right.
There's a spinach dip
that's real big.
The spinach dip.
Chips with something or crackers.
The chips or a bread with it. And.
Avocado toast, maybe?
No. No, that's too healthy for my group. That's not going to happen. Devil eggs are big.
Okay, yeah, devil right. Big. That's out there. Right.
She's got my mother-in-law makes them with a little bite to them. So they got a little mustardy bite to them, which is kind of gotten used to. That's also right there.
Now, you brought it up a little bit earlier, but what's – I get the appetizer.
It's a little early. Don't go full – I know, big guy, don't go – full blown on me on Thanksgiving today. We got a couple shows.
No,
still.
I just wanted to know where the end of the day goes. The dessert, the pie, or whatever. Like where
they have
that
everything.
At? Okay,
she goes full blown.
Right,
there'll be everything from carrot cake to these pumpkin pies that are ridiculous.
That apple pie in there somewhere?
No,
pumpkin pie. Okay, pecan pie?
No.
All right,
just. Just pumpkin.
Just pumpkin.
I got a sister-in-law, Michelle, the
one
of the great Broward County public school teachers we have, my Michelle Civitini. She is my sister-in-law. I've never said her full name, and I want you to know.
Good stuff.
Because she makes an extra pie and goes, Joe, please take this one home.
Wow,
Joe,
really?
That, you know what? You're a good man.
Michelle Civitini, one of the great.
Shout her out again.
One of the Broward County, one of the great public school teachers we have right there. One of the great Americans. Michelle Civitini, who's also a very special lady because she's married to my brother-in-law, who just entertains me.
Right.
Do you need a? Should she make you a special cake for the entertainment,
right.
Just for you to have?
That's
for
it.
The
just
entertainment?
No. Right. I don't do it. Matter of fact, it came up the other day. No entertainment. Just fit right in with the rest of the family, and that's it. No extra. Nothing.
How hard
extra.
Is that going to be for you?
I'm good. It's just with everybody else, I'm an idiot, but I'm fine when...
We asked him about it last week, if he's going
to
be the
MC
of the party or
not. So my wife's got this great gift from across the room to give me the eyes like that say, tone it down a little bit, back off. She's got eyes that said, maybe you've had too much to drink. That comment was not appropriate to your nephew's girlfriend. She's got different. Her eyes talk. It's unbelievable, and she can hear everything. And so yeah, she's got that. That she's got her eyes talk. It's an amazing gift she has. That you ever notice when you're with somebody a lot, and by the look you get, the face and the eyes, you know,
you
if
up.
It's funny yeah. and acceptable to, or if they're laughing at you, and she got tears in her eyes, like okay, I did well. I made such an ass clown of myself that she's laughing, so that's okay.
She helps you before you pass that line.
But also, yeah, when I go
and you cross that line,
that one yeah. comment that you go, oh no, I should have never said that. But usually my brother-in-law, Jamie, crosses the line before.
Right, right.
So I just laugh at him, but I got to make sure it's okay to laugh. I'm like, so who's around before I before I laugh? So there's a lot goes in. You think this Thanksgiving's easy, man.
I know. How many, like, the cousins, nephews, like, how many young ones are there at your event?
All of them.
Right. Like, is there a ton, right?
Yeah. A lot of
kids there.
A lot of nephews.
Kids
and
teens,
everybody comes home
from
school.
Are you the old uncle?
Yes, I am the oldest. I had to think about it. Yes, I am the
it's
oldest.
Grandpa
uncle.
Joe.
But they think I'm very immature.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, they think I call them Neff Bros.
Come on, Joe. Joe, you're not that out of touch.
No, I go Neff Bro. Neff Bro, how you doing?
Wow. Joe, you're not that out of touch. You do not say Neff Bro.
We have some fun. You know, it's a good time. Hey, listen, well, I'll tell you what, it was so nice. I can't say it enough to sit back yesterday and watch those games. Had one TV watching the Patriots and Jets, and the other one watching Red Zone.
You were a normal human being yesterday with Red Zone.
And I'm going, man, it really doesn't matter. Like, I would like the Patriots to beat the Jets, which I never thought I'd say, because I should want Belichick to lose every frigging game he plays in. But they're not very good. They got their problems, too, offensively. They are very limited offensively. Yeah. And by the way, this quarterback thing has gotten now, after watching those two play yesterday, it's incredible how this whole quarterback thing has changed in the AFC East. It is amazing. Phil Sims yesterday, my good friend Phil Sims, went all in on Tua Tagovailoa. Like, hey, man, enough talking. They're ranking their teams, and he went, this Tua thing's for real, folks. Just get used to it. And so everybody's coming around, and we're not, and for a lot of different reasons, coaching style, players. Listen, we got the best set of wide receivers in the whole thing. I don't want to hear about the Bills, two wide receivers.
No, come on.
Matter of fact, they got one of them right now has got the dropsies a little bit. Another one was pouting in the first half yesterday about not getting the ball before Diggs got it in the second half and had a nice second half in the game. But it is amazing how this thing has changed, and to the point, there's no even discussion. It's like Mac and Zach.
Right, not good enough.
They got to be asking in those two cities. There's got to be talk shows going on in their cities doing what we do for a living, and they probably do a little better. But they're having a discussion about, we don't have our quarterback. Like, And by the way, the first thing Zach Wilson will learn is after the game, you better go Josh Allen 101. I played like crap. How are we supposed to win when I play like that?
Right.
Period. Not we. Not you go all in, first round pick, second overall. You go all in, it's about you. I got to play better. I got great receivers. I got to play better. And, man, it is nice not to have that discussion when you get up here right before Thanksgiving. I didn't know where it was going. I really didn't. I didn't have any idea this was going to be going on. But I watched those two play quarterback yesterday. Mac Jones is even worse. He just sits there. He's a sitting duck.
Right.
He draws back and goes, all right, I'm going down.
But how bad is Zach Wilson going to get it when at the end of all his, you know, pressers and stuff yesterday, he says you got to take into account it was windy out there also.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear
that.
He's
got a big arm.
Right.
He played in BYU where it's not exactly down here in South Florida weather.
He sucked yesterday. That's it.
He did. He sucked.
That's it. I don't want to hear none of that.
But how many people up in New York right now are saying, I want Mike White?
I'm beginning to think I want Mike White.
They're not. They can't play him.
Listen,
this is the second year you've had the guy, and he's been injured like half the friggin' time. He's got to play.
But how good are they this year that if a quarterback holds them back?
He has seven games.
I know.
He has seven games.
It's incredible. that they're 6-4.
Right.
As bad. And by the way, put a whole bunch, I know Tua didn't play, but put a whole bunch of points on us. What did they put? 40.
Yeah.
They scored like 21
in
at the end of the game.
Fourth quarter, right.
It's the frustrating part of seeing him play well against Buffalo.
And then this game.
And in this game.
Right. Against,
and it's this team. 14 in a row. You know how that feels, Joe?
Yeah.
You don't. I do. Mm. It feels like getting smacked every year.
Yeah. No, listen, I get it, man. Somebody beat you 14 straight times.
They own you.
And they've now swept you again this year, which really puts you behind. You just don't like getting swept. Listen, we've been through it.
Not this team.
But this Patriots team is not exactly.
No, they're not world beaters.
This is not the team that's looking to have the best record in the AFC and have home field throughout the playoffs. Man, that's got to be one goal right now. Every week is Shula used to openly talk when we had really good teams in the 80s, and I try to share stuff sometimes when it makes sense, and you have this kind of record. And he said, hey, there's only one goal here, and ain't winning the East. It's about getting home field advantage. So, guys, we never have to leave the Orange Bowl except to play in a Super Bowl. And I went, wow, this is really cool. After going to Berkeley, I go, wow, this is really cool to be this good and have all these playoff games. I don't know if I ever played a playoff game in cold weather. Everything, our losses and wins and everything went through the Orange Bowl. Almost
that's nice.
Every friggin' game.
Did you play? You never played a road playoff game?
I don't think I did.
Wow.
Well, I played the two Super Bowls.
That's not a road playoff game.
Right.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But, yeah, good stuff, man. Sitting back and watching those two and the quarterback conversations taking place in a couple of cities right now.
Joe, the Jet fan this morning could have woke up in the second seed in the AFC. Instead, they're the eighth.
Yeah.
Like, that's how big that loss was.
That was huge.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
I know.
No, they went from would have been number one AFC East and two seed overall to now behind Cincinnati and out of the playoffs. But, hey, listen, a lot of football left, but they got a lot of work trying to figure out how to get that offense fixed, especially when they can't run the football. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Love talking about family-owned Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing every day. I do. I like talking about the air conditioning part. They say, hey, Joe, you mind? You've been using the plumbing part of the company a lot. And I go, yeah, but I got to talk about the air conditioning because that's what I've been talking about and using for almost 30 years now with Big Daddy Lenny. But I do like talking about the plumbing, too, because we got some of the best plumbers in the industry now working for us. And not only that, but I want to let you know for any kind of plumbing problem you have, toilets and sinks, leaks, anything that you can't fix yourself, that you need somebody to come in quickly. Listen, it's always built on great service when you talk about Eric and Mike and Chippy and the rest of the family over there at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. These guys want to take care of all your plumbing problems you have. They do it quickly. They work 7 days a week. And I want to let you know, we are the water heater kings of South Florida. We've got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters in stock. We don't have to order them. We just pick them up and bring them over. Same day installation is the goal every day. We've even got financing plans to help you out. A little tight on money. Don't worry about it. Hey, man, we're doing it all for you to make it a little easier. You know, like having air conditioning during the holiday season? Everybody wants hot water during the holiday season, too. We do it all for you. 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.